Wow. What a great crowd. We're so glad to have you back in Indianapolis, and thank you for being here. Thank you for the warm welcome. On behalf of Governor Eric Holcomb, Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch, it is our pleasure to have you either back again in Indianapolis, or if this is your first time, welcome to the city of Indianapolis, and it is an honor for me to be here. We're so happy to have you back in town, not only to see the crowd of Blue Jackets, but what I've noticed already is we missed the energy that all of you bring to the city and to our great state. So thank you for doing that. We hope that you will keep it up. And we're just so excited to see this venue full of people and hope that that energy continues for each and every one of you. You know, the FFA is extremely close to my heart, and I hope that doesn't sound trite, but please let me share a little bit about the impactful experiences and opportunities that I was able to take part of as an FFA member. Because it's truly, I believe, I would not be on the stage today if I did not have the opportunities that this great organization and agriculture education provided to me. So I want to encourage, you know, when I think about what that looked like, it started really early. My parents were extremely influential in allowing me to participate in the FFA. My advisor, Tom Kramer. I participated as a state officer, as a national officer, but it was the impact of what the memories of a national convention really helped do to cement all the things that I participated in and was so impactful for me in the FFA. So I'm going to encourage all of you. I hope over the next several days that you'll be very, very intentional while you're here in Indianapolis. And if I might, I want to share two examples real quickly of what that looks like. The first one is being intentional about connection and what that means, whether that's connecting with students from other states, from people in the expo, from a college or a technical college, businesses, sponsors of the FFA. I hope that you will be intentional about connection. And here's why it matters. Literally, this week, I had the connection with someone I hadn't had in a lot of years because of FFA. Monday night, I was in Washington, D.C. at an event, at a meeting. I was having dinner with a couple of gentlemen. And we started, they were asking me about what I was doing the rest of the week. I told them I'm going back to Indianapolis on Wednesday because I get the pleasure of being able to welcome the FFA convention on behalf of the state of Indiana. One of the gentlemen, the Assistant Commissioner of Agriculture in the state of Tennessee, said, I was in FFA. He said, I got my American degree. I said, when did you get your American degree? He said, 1983. I said, really? That was the year I was a national officer. We probably would have met. He said, I've got a picture. I'll get it for you. We'll connect about it. Because he said, I've got a picture from me receiving my American degree. He said, I think it was with your teammate, Marty Coates. So the next morning, he comes to me, he shows me the picture, he had it on his phone. I said, Keith, that's me. He blew it up and he said, huh, that is your name on that jacket, isn't it? I said, it is. So literally, we reconnected because of a connection at National FFA Convention 38 years later. And in this industry, what a wonderful industry it is. So I hope that your time here will be a good connection for you to think about the once-in-a-life opportunities that you have while you're here. I also want to give my best wishes to those that are competing in leadership development events, career development events, the national officer candidates and others, that you will have a great time while you're here, because I think, again, those experiences for those of you that are competing, for those of you that hope to compete someday in a CDE or an LDE, will really help. And that brings me to my second point about the impact of the FFA program. This one's a little bit sooner than the one from two nights ago. This one literally happened to me this morning. I was in Washington, D.C. I was getting on a video call, on a Teams call, with the Minister of Agriculture from the Canadian province of Manitoba. We get on, and I have my tie on. He says, "Is that an FFA tie?" I said, "Yes, sir, it is. I'm going to be going back to Indianapolis. I'm going to have the pleasure of being able to see all the FFA members coming to Indianapolis." He said, "You know what? I grew up in Colorado. I was an FFA member. I was an FFA member, and I have great, great fond memories of a national convention because I was a national public speaking finalist in Kansas City, Missouri at that convention." So even though he's a minister of agriculture in the province of Manitoba now, we had that connection literally this morning because he noticed the colors of my tie, and we made that connection. So as you go about your time here in Indianapolis, and as you think about what it looks like in the future, I hope that, again, you understand as the next generation of agricultural leaders, you have to maybe think about what does that mean for you, and what are your passions? I hope that as you go to the expo or as you participate in these sessions that you understand what your passion is for this industry, because there's a lot of opportunity for you, and I know that you will do well. So that passion requires a couple things, though. It requires not only the responsibility, but it requires preparation, which is what a national FFA convention, an expo, and the activities that you participate in these couple days, that will lay the groundwork for that preparation that you're going to have. And I think that sounds exactly like what FFA expects and wants from each of you. Once again, welcome to Indianapolis and to Indiana. We hope that you have a great week. I hope that you make it a great week and that you enjoy the connection and you enjoy the impact of what FFA will do for you. Thank you.